The Minister of Education, Professor Jean Nanu-Pukwajiman, has proposed the banning of protocol admissions into educational institutions to ensure quality capacity development in our higher institutions of learning. The advocacy has been hailed by some technocrats in the Ghana Education Service, but politicians and scholars say the protocol quota has existed for long and benefited the vulnerable and the poor in society. Radio Ghana's George Ankra finds out from some sections of the society what they think about the minister's position. First, the Deputy Director General of the Ghana Education Service, Stephen Abu.
If you go to all the institutions, they have a way of doing some of these things. Some people may call it protocol. Some organizations have even formalized it. Like when you go to some institutions, they will tell you maybe the vice chancellor has opportunity to maybe take about 10 or 20 people, that sort of thing, because of his or her position. So you see, the protocol are in different contexts and in different dimensions. But I think what the minister is talking about is the fact that now it has become a practice that, like you rightly said, if you don't know anybody anywhere, then there's no way that your child can have access to any place. It's a worry to all of us, because those of us implementing as technocrats, we are worried about it. Because they know that something could be done, they also keep worrying you. So this issue of talking about whether if it is feasible or not feasible, it's a matter for all of us to look at. We, the technocrats, we can work around it. What does the public also say? Because it is not only in education. We have protocol in almost every institution in this country.
If you go to SNIT, if you go to the medical field, if you go to the law school, if your father is not or your uncle is not a lawyer, you cannot go to the law school. And you find medical people being employed or admitted over and above those who are qualified. That is why the minister is saying that it is killing us. Is that not true?
Yeah, that is very true. You know, even in education, that is why the CSSPS was introduced. Because you know that at the time that we were doing admission, where parents will have to travel from towns to cities and what are looking for schools for their children. That is why in 2005, the CSSPS was introduced so that we can do this placement by merit. That was the main reason. So we've done that for some time. We still have some few problems that we are talking about. But you see, I think that if we really want to implement it, we can implement it. There shouldn't be any problem about the implementation of this particular directive.
You heard the Deputy Director General of the GES, Stephen Edu. And now to the Registrar of Ghana Institute of Journalism, Pari Ofosu, who supports the minister's advocacy that the protocol system is affecting quality education.
I have read what the minister has said, and I think that it is based on the fact that we have several people qualifying from the SSS with very good grades, but they are unable to enter higher education on the basis of the fact that this quota system is operating. What I observe under the quota system is the fact that once the person falls within the qualifying grades, for instance, this time it's up to 36, the community in which the person comes from presents the name to the school as a protocol or something, and it is accepted, and it's affecting those who are doing very well. I seriously support what the minister is saying, because if we continue with the quota system, what it does to us is it reduces the quality of our students in the school. You have people qualifying with very good grades and they are unable to enter, and people with very bad grades are able to enter. I think that the competition should be open to all. You qualify on the basis of the quality of your results, and I think that should be it.
So what is happening now is that other technocrats and politicians are saying that the protocol admission has been with the system for long and that it must be allowed to stay. I don't know whether you have any reaction to that effect.
Yes, I have continued to say that the protocol system should cease, because qualified candidates are unable to get admission at the expense of people whose grades are very bad. And I think that if the competition is open on the basis of your qualification, that would be fair. So I still support what the minister is saying. It will improve on quality in the tertiary institutions.
That was the Registrar of the Ghana Institute of Journalism, Pari Ofosu.